food or not, there is plenty of food for everyone. So please, please plan to join us after worship as we welcome this morning Reverend Siobhan Starling Lewis, our new permanent full-time co-pastor. After 2.5 years of search and interims, we are delighted to have you and Kirk and Soraya. Somewhere, I see Kirk, but somewhere. Soraya's over there, Kirk's in the back. They're already going all over the building as we usually do. But welcome, welcome this first Sunday. We are also delighted to have with us preaching this Sunday our Committee on Ministry Liaison, Reverend Dick Dannenfelser, who goes back more years than he'd like to remember with this congregation. And he will be preaching this morning. Pastor Siobhan will be preaching for the first time next Sunday, so we hope that you will be back again next Sunday to as we begin and continue this journey together. Please take time to sign the welcome pads that you will find on the inside aisle and pass them down the pews so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service. If you would like to share any information about how we might contact you and keep you up to date in all the things that are happening in the life of this church, please share that email or phone information or speak with me after church this morning. I want to remind you all, members and friends, anyone who would like one is welcome to sign up for a name tag on the back there. You're welcome to, and we encourage you to wear your name tags in these weeks as Pastor Siobhan is getting to know all of you and all of us. So please pick up your name tag before you go to the brunch or make one. You can make one in the on the podium in the back as well. Many, many thanks for the dozen or so folks who traveled to Presbytery yesterday to be part of the last official hurdle of welcoming Siobhan to our midst as they approved overwhelmingly her call here to Providence Presbyterian Church. Please take note of the meetings that are listed in the calendar in your bulletin. You may always find the up-to-date calendar on the webpage of our church, and you are welcome at any or all of those meetings or programs that are happening, or if you need further information about them, please let us know. There is a new group that is in the process of forming under the leadership of actually one of our newest visitors. Dave Powell has invited anyone who would like to get to know one another a little bit better over dinner periodically to start out by doing that at his home next Saturday. Details on that are in the bulletin, or you can talk to me or Dave if he's here. I don't see him right now, but he may show up yet to lend a hand there. So, are there any other announcements this morning? Let us then prepare to worship God. Please join with me in the responsive call to worship. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to you, giver of every good gift. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. Look with favor upon us, O Lord, and be pleased with our praise and thanksgiving. Let us worship God. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. With trust in God, who hears the deepest cries of our sin and brokenness, Let us bring our prayers first in silence, then praying together as it is printed in our bulletin. Together we pray. O God, have mercy upon us as we confess our sin. Christ calls us stewards, but we squander your gifts. He gives us tasks to perform, yet we do as we please. He sends us to minister on behalf of those suffering. We are slow to respond until our own needs are met. He expects us to praise you in all that we do. We take all the credit for those things we do well. Forgive us and help us to be more obedient. Amen. Great is the mercy of our Lord, new every morning. Let us give thanks for the gift of God's grace and forgiveness in our Lord Jesus Christ as we praise God together in song. Let us stand to sing. Thank you, Ghana Choir. This is a time in our worship that we share joys and concerns of this community, our wider community, and our world. We have learned and are in the process of working on funeral arrangements for Reverend Stephen Cole, who worshiped here with us in the 1980s and 90s from Liberia. And we would like to keep his family in prayer as they travel back to New Jersey. Some are here, some are there. The services for Reverend Cole will be Saturday, December 6th, here in the sanctuary. There will be more details coming as they are worked out. Are there other joys and concerns this morning? I'm going to let Nicholas run with the microphone. Will you run?
I ask for prayers for my mother, Angela, who again had to be rushed by rescue to the hospital last week. She's home, she's doing okay, but continuous prayers for her. She doesn't listen. prayers for other co-workers of mine that have various illnesses, Giovanna Bautista, Melissa Amaral, and Janet DeSimone.
Praise the Lord. I thank God, thank you for my grandson. Friday is a birthday. God give him one more year, added to a year. So I thank God, thank you.
I want prayers for my grandma because she had to go to the hospital. Valerie.
Prayer for Valerie, he has been going to the hospital.
Yeah, my mom.
Prayers for Thanksgiving. The fire incidents on the news, I think the beginning of this week, was my next door neighbor. After work, 7 o'clock, I should have gone home. I kept going from one store to one store. And then I asked myself, why am I driving around doing nothing? But I don't know. Soon as I got home, fire trucks everywhere. I couldn't even go to my house. And I don't know what would have happened if I was home. So I thank God and I ask prayers for the family. I don't know where they are. The house is being boarded. So that's how bad it was. But I thank God that nobody got hurt, no matter how the incident was. So thank God for that.
I just want to ask prayers for the mother in our Burundian family. Her name is Jeanette. From last I know, last week she's suffering from some kind of bilateral forearm swelling that is unidentified by the ER. So right now she's in CAS. But
prayers for our friend Bettine, who's recovering from surgery.
Sally, what's the first name?
Bettine.
Just want to celebrate, tell you about a joy we're celebrating this week. Tomorrow is our second anniversary of Gotcha Day for Hugo.
Joy, say something. Get up and say something. Please.
I just wanted to offer a joy. I may not need it, hopefully. Are we on? Can you hear me? Okay. Not well. Okay. Offering joys for all of the overwhelming and much appreciated hospitality that the congregation has offered to our family as we've gotten settled and having issues with the heating and having issues with this and that. And even this morning, literally coming to the rescue as we had a flat tire on Hope Street. So You all have shown the love and care that is so much a part of who you are to us already, and for that we say thank you.
Let us join our hearts and minds in prayer. We give thanks, great and wondrous God, for your steadfast love through the ages in dynamic relationship, for the comings and goings of life and community. This day we give you thanks for the official start of Pastor Siobhan's ministry with us. We give thanks for the welcome that she has received from this congregation, for all of the work which has gone into this search to bring us to this day with her and Kirk and Soraya, and we rejoice. We give thanks, O God, this last Sunday that we have with Reverend Rick Taylor for these past 8.5 years as he has been a part of this congregation. We send him forth with blessing and strength as he travels and moves to Pennsylvania this week and for all the years to come. We pray for the family of Reverend Cole, who died recently, as all of them scatter and prepare for his funeral services here. We remember a great legacy of love and witness as he has gone to his eternal home with you. Lord, we pray for our world, for so many places in need of peace and justice, of hope and love. Help us to be instruments of that love out of the abundant blessings that so many of us have received, and in this season of hope particularly, may we keep awake to the opportunities you place before us to welcome and heal. We lift up to you our world, particularly those that are fighting Ebola in West Africa, for caregivers near and far. We pray for all those this day in need of healing of body, mind, and spirit. For those facing the challenge of illness or grief, we pray. Those named and unnamed, we lift to you Angela, Jobana, Melissa, and Janet, Valerie, Jeanette, Bettine, and Kirk. Lord, you, Kirk's father, you know the prayers of our life, our times, our needs for healing, like no one else. We pray that you will touch with strength and power, with hope and joy, all those who have been mentioned in this time. We pray, O God, for those who are particularly burdened by the cares of these days, for those seeking jobs and trying to make basic ends meet, for those who are hit by loneliness and uncertainty in their futures, for those overwhelmed by addiction or mental illness. Help us to help one another with grace and love, that all might know the joy and peace of your presence wherever life takes us. We give you thanks for your ever-present hand on our lives and pray for Letitia's neighbor in the recovery of this fire of this week. We thank you for joys, for the hospitality that we receive and we seek to offer to one another, for this second anniversary of Gotcha Day for Hugo. Make us, O God, as we enter into this new season of the church's life and ministry, true disciples of your way and word, steadfast in faith, open to your spirit, guided continually by your hand, in the way of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the children please come forward for the children's message?
Ooh. everybody. How's everyone doing? Good. Can I introduce myself? There's a few folks who know my name, and a few folks that don't. So I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Pastor Siobhan, and I am so happy to be here. I just moved here from Oklahoma, and it was a very, very long drive. We drove for 29 hours in the car, on the road, with a lot of flat space and a lot of trees and not much in between. Oh, we did stop for food. Soraya keeps me honest. We did stop for food. And guess what? I would do it all over again because it's so great to be here. I want to tell you a little bit about a story that Pastor Dick is going to give a little bit more information about later. But it's about a guy named Isaiah. And Isaiah also did a lot of traveling in his life. And like Isaiah, which I'm super excited to be a pastor, he told the people of God a lot about what God, wanted them to do and how God wanted them to act and treat each other. And so God's Spirit would come to him, and then tell him something, and then he would tell it to all of the people. And sometimes they listened, but a lot of times they didn't. So I would like to play a game with you all that kind of does the same thing. Who here has ever played telephone? Have you ever played telephone? Okay, that's what we're going to do. And I need someone to be my Isaiah. Who could be my Isaiah? Eliza, could you be our Isaiah? So you're going to be at the end of the line. I need everybody else to stand up. And let's make a line. Can we make hands? Join hands. Come on. And Liza, you need to be at the very end of our line. Can you hold her hand? You get this message, you guys. Perfect. And you share it with everybody, all of God's children. Can you yell it as loud as you can, being our Isaiah? Say it. Oh, Eliza, I know. You've played with Soraya, so I know you can be louder than that. Can you get it a little bit louder so that all the people of God can hear you say it? Okay. Just tell me and I'll say it louder. Everybody. Good new place. And what? When you move to and somebody hears and I hear somebody here is moving to, raise your hand if you're moving to a new place. Yes, okay. He's moving to a new, sometimes when we move to a new place, it can be peep scary, right? We're meeting new people. It's a little bit nerve-wracking. But God has promised us that we can have peace, even when we're in a new place. And guess what? That's possible for you. Let's close our eyes on you. Amen? All right, let's close our eyes and talk to God. God, we thank you for the word of Isaiah that speaks peace to us, even in new and scary places, when we're doing new and different things. Be with every one of your children as we try new things, do new things, as you call us to love everybody. In God's name, amen. All right.
Children are excused to go down to their classes.
And there is no senior high class today so that everyone can be, those folks can be in worship. But we believe in godly players. Feel free to go downstairs.
Please keep your eyes closed and pray with me. Oh Lord, Lord our God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us the grace to receive your truth in faith and love, in a way that we may be obedient to your will and live always for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The very book of the prophet Isaiah, the lesson on the Old Testament, chapter 65, verses 17 to 25. Again, Old Testament lesson, book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 65, verses 17 to 25. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But the glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy, and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build another and another inhabit, they shall not plant, and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, or bear children for calamity, for there shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be the dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The New Testament lesson is in Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, he said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be the great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs for heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish, but your endurance, you will gain your souls. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. My sisters and brothers, this is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Glad to see you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for thy justice, thy loyalty, and for being here among us. I pray that thy word will break through and make some sense of these, my words, comforting the afflicted, but afflicting in us all that is just too comfortable. And to thee be the honor, the praise, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. One of my favorite Bronx prophets is Yogi Berra. Of course, Yogi, you all know Yogi more for his Let's Not Let It Be a Deja Vu All Over Again. Well, Yogi also said, when you come to a fork in the road, take it. So as we reach this fork in the road, what is the big show, the really big show, going to be for all of us here at Providence Presbyterian? A couple of weeks ago, I had a call from a buddy, a Vietnam vet buddy who I haven't seen in quite a while, but we have stayed in touch. And he said, Sergeant, I want you to talk to my son. And I said, sure. And so he said, I'll have him come up and meet you in New Haven. And I said, that'll be good. And so my buddy son showed up, attractive, good-looking, strong young man, made $1 million on Wall Street, living in Litchfield, Connecticut, Ridgewood, Connecticut, one of the Connecticuts. And he said, I got it all. I got a great wife, terrific family, but something is missing. So he says, I'm thinking about the ministry. I said, yeah? He says, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. But as far as the local church goes, it's not part of the big show. So I said, Jack? What for you is part of the big show? He didn't know. So I said, probably the best thing to do is come on back in a couple weeks and we'll talk about what for you is part of the big show. I have not heard back from him. And that's very sad. Now, we heard in our scriptures today, and I tell you, some things were not good as part of the big show going on in the various lectionary lessons that we had. We know that, at least in Isaiah, and if we had read the other lectionary from Psalm 46 or from 2 Thessalonians, and we already know what was going on in terms of the gospel according to Luke. And there was the sound of weeping. There was the call, the hope of people getting out of crying for distress. Infants living only for days. Seniors not being cared for. Yet, new heavens and a new earth. Psalm 46 tells us that the earth is changing, mountains are shaking, water is rushing, nations are lifting up swords against nations. The kingdoms are tottering. The earth is melting. And in 2 Thessalonians, which we didn't read, but I don't know, is B here today? Beatrice, my sister, do you remember what you were learning as one of the lectionary four about Thessalonians? Well, sister, let's hear it. Where's Dan? Is Dan here? Dan, and what was Psalm 46 telling us about the big show? Well, Dan, just give me one. Pastor Chris? Telling us. Keep on keeping on, okay. As we search the scriptures together. And you know, it's not how we read the Bible, my brothers and sisters, it's how we allow with the power of the Holy Spirit to read us. How do we see ourselves reflected in the biblical truth? And I want to thank the lectionary for helping me out, although they are not accountable for the final product. what do we say? What do we say to John? What do we have to offer? And you know, we can't convince anybody about God, but we can, out of our own lives, out of our own faith, we can offer God. So I got five B's for you. in terms that's going to help us get through and take on the big show and the big picture. Now, the first is this. Be thankful, rejoice, sing praises. God is present. God is our refuge and our strength. If the only prayer we say in our life is thank you, that would suffice. Sola gratia. And all of you, of course, know Latin. Does everybody know what sola gratia means? Huh? Do you want me to tell you, sister? That's right, my brother. Grace alone, sola gratia, that's what we are thankful for. That is one of the kernels of one of my mentors, John Calvin. Remember John Calvin? And at the heart and center of Calvin is sola gratia. And because of God's grace, we respond in gratitude to our brothers and our sisters. I have left undone so many things that I should have done, and done so many things that I should not have done. And I pray God to forgive me. At the heart and the center of God's grace and love for me, if I know anything from my credo, which is, credo means, I believe something which I give my heart to. And I believe at the very center of God's love and grace is a sense of humor. Because if God didn't have a sense of humor, I would not have a chance. That's no joke. Sola gratia, God is in charge. Be thankful. One. Number two is be loyal. One of the things that I learned growing up in the Bronx was three things: you stick up for yourself, you stick together, and you stick up for each other. Have good boundaries. Be able to say no. That is not right. It is not right. It is not just. No. It's not right. It's not just. No. You know, God answers our prayers in four different ways. No. I love you too much. No.
Not yet.
Yes. I thought you'd never ask. Yes. Here's more. God is loyal. He will never give up on us. He will never give us any more than we can handle. In loyal grace, God promises to always be with us. That means semper fi. One of the things that I did in the military, I was known as an airborne ranger. And there's a motto for airborne rangers: rangers never leave rangers behind. Be loyal as God is loyal. Never, never leave any of God's children behind. Be thankful, be loyal, and be just. Justice always walks, loves, talk. We are called, we are summoned to comfort the afflicted and to afflict those who are too comfortable. I think I shared with Presbytery yesterday a story of a Native American Apache chief and warrior who at the end of battle said, "Pray and then move your feet in love and justice." The Holy Trinity, for me, of the Christian faith, they're all in it together. There's a synchronicity, there's a synergy that has to do with love, justice, and peace. Those are things that we can measure as we go on and through the big show together. And the way to keep the peace is to do love and make justice. What is going on in our world in terms of justice? Ten children are dying of starvation in this world every 15 seconds. Is that justice? Twenty military veterans are committing suicide every day. Is that justice? ~50% of our beautiful adolescent women are being abused by the time they are seniors. Is that justice? Young people are killing and assassinating one another in our school systems. Is that justice? And politically, what's going on? Nonpartisan, bickering, backbiting about minimum wages and immigration. May God save us. Be strong, also have courage is what, the third B, the fourth B? Thank you. You know what I'm going to do? At the Presbytery the other day, John Merz, who was one of the co-chairs of the Committee on Ministry, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Everyone here, raise your right hand. There's a great preacher, Lyman Beecher, who said, "I have given the deacons permission to wake the preacher up if the congregation goes to sleep." Good one, huh? So let's be strong, have courage. The only thing that we really have to fear is fear itself. The opposite of love, my brothers and sisters, is fear. We are all called as Christians to live in but not be of the world. For Christians, it's fight and not flight. Because all it takes for evil to flourish is one man or one woman to remain silent. That means that Christians are always looking for trouble. Believe me, you're going to get it. Always looking for trouble in a prophetic sense. Always looking for trouble to help out those, the least among us. Faith is a verb, not just a noun. Okay, so we've got number one. First B is what? Fifth B is love. One of the themes of Presbytery yesterday was about love. So here's how we are to love. We are to love and be loving. We are to do love as radical Samaritan lovers. Always tell the truth in love. And if the truth for you is not in love, as my nanny used to say, pulse a point. We are called, the purpose of the church and the mission of Providence Presbyterian, whether it's Providence Presbyterian or anywhere else, is to increase love of God and neighbor. We are called to walk our talk. We are called to, in fact, be Christians. So it's not only sola gratia, it's also amo ergo sum. Anyone know what amo ergo sum is?
Thank you. talking like this.
People who can't hear you aren't speaking.
I just follow orders.
Good.
Last Saturday night, there was a water fire, and as you know or don't know, I'm involved mainly because my wife is one of the director of resources, so I get volunteered whether I like it or not. And last Saturday night was a water fires incredible, fires inspiring, a salute to veterans and their families. And for me, it was very special because for me it was inspiring, but also it was very emotional. Because one of the people who was honored there was a man named Frank. Now, Frank was 92 years old. He was a World War II veteran, and he was there with his friend, Brenda, who was 89. And so when I met Frank, I really had to go up and connect with him. And as I approached him, I had on some military gear, and he was all dressed in his Air Force green, 92 years old. Now, what Frank did during the war, he was a bomber pilot. And does anyone know what a B-24 is? B-24s were these large bombers that would go from London or from England to Great Britain. Britain to the Romanian ore fields, and then bomb the Romanian ore fields because they were in the hands of the Nazis. And I said, Frank, thank you for your service. And he said, Captain, Reverend, thank you for your service. I said, no. And then I also said to him, you know, I'm really thankful, Frank, that God was your co-pilot. He said, Reverend, you should know better. I was God's. Called to be and to do Providence Presbyterian. Is to be God's co-pilot. Selah, shalom, praise God.
Will you please join me as we affirm our faith together using the ecumenical version of the Apostles' Creed, which is printed in our bulletin, which says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated on the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
You may be seated. This morning, we would like to formally recognize in a litany of welcome this time, of welcome to Siobhan, Pastor Siobhan, We are gathered by the Spirit of God to recognize in our worship today this important transition in the life of Providence Presbyterian Church, to welcome and rejoice that the journey, the search journey, ended in the call of Reverend Siobhan as our permanent co-pastor. We give thanks for the faithful discernment of those on the pastor nominating committee who have worked to make this day possible, and I'd like to ask them to stand right now. I think most of them are here, all of you, or I will call you by name. Share God's love well beyond this wall. So say I do.
I do completely.
And to our congregation, we give thanks and worship and welcome. Please answer these questions with the answer, we do, if you do. Do we, the members and friends of this congregation, offer our sincere welcome, guided by the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we accept Pastor Siobhan's ministry and leadership in our midst? Do we seek to welcome and support her family, Kirk and Soraya, in this new adventure? Do we pledge our support in time, talents, and treasure? Here's your stewardship piece for this week. To answer where God is calling us as a congregation, looking inside ourselves, that we too may grow in symbol of this ministry. It's my great joy to give to you the symbols of this church, the keys to the church. Only one of them is labeled, I noticed. So, S for side door, I think, right, Dan? Maybe? Tomorrow we'll have our first staff meeting, at which point we will try all the keys to the door, and I will show her how those pieces work here. But in case you want to be here before tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, here are some keys.
Thank you.
Let us join together in prayer. You'll find it in your bulletin today.
Great and wondrous God, your Spirit blows where it will, and yet we are ever grounded in our Lord Jesus Christ, who guides us continually and to love one another, and to share good news in a hurting world. Make us bold as your disciples as we live into a world in need. Guide us by your truth alone, and strengthen us as individuals and in community, that your will may be ever done, on earth as it is in heaven. In and through Christ we pray and live. Amen.
Giving thanks to God who has richly blessed us in our lives, we will now receive the tithes and offerings.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Gracious God, oh God, your gifts are more, much more than we can abundantly ask or assume. Bless them now with your spirit.